welcome back to the Nutra Medical Report. And, of course, this is the half hour that we're going to have open lines on any topic. The rules of the road are just call in the board op or Dan, usually unless Sam is covering for Dan on the from the weekends. And state your question very briefly and your exact statements of what you're going to say, and we'll get you on air. And we can talk about any topic. I want to cover a couple of different things today. Start off, I like to often refer to what's going on in Drudge, and of course, Trump stares down globalists. You know, he's starting to stick to message. Trump has a quick mouth, but to be honest with you, the man is a has more women in his corporations than anybody else. He's made statements about gay and lesbian and transsexual people and says he's not anti-whatever and wants to see them persecuted. He's against extreme Islam, but he's not against Muslims. He has Muslim dealings all over the world, business dealings in the Middle East and elsewhere. What people need to understand, he doesn't want basically a non-integration of a culture coming into America that's going to basically not become Americans. People have to understand this. And the wall is only a partial solution to the drug problem. It's going to be cleaning out the mess in the Department of the CIA and the FBI, which, of course, John F. Kennedy tried to do many years ago, and they killed him for it. He also needs to make sure that he restrains the state of Israel. Israel needs to stop being allied with ISIS and ISIL and even taking them in to their hospitals when they get injured. And, of course, we in our government have let the CIA basically do operations without congressional and Senate oversight and act as an uncontrolled arm of not our government, but of a shadow government behind the scenes working on a globalist level. So the fact that Brexit's happening, he's staring down the globalists. And I think this is really good. I think if he sticks to message and keeps his potty tongue to himself, I think it'll make a huge difference to what's going to happen to America and what's going to happen in this election cycle. Now, on the other side, we see the spread of illegals coming into America with tuberculosis and other diseases like chikungunya and the Chagas spirochetosis. In fact, the blood supply is not safe because Chagas are not being properly tested. So if you get blood donation, you may well end up with Chagas, which conventional doctors can't treat. I can, and I can actually give you nutraceuticals that can knock it out and prove immunologically it's gone. The problem is that they're not properly screening. And by the way, when someone comes into the country, we should have a proper means of screening them, like we did even years ago in Ellis Island, where we actually treat them and clean them up. We don't want people coming in here and getting sick or dying because of neglect. And we have a crazy healthcare system right now, and I want to review it again, what my system is, which is far more comprehensive. It goes back to ancient Israel than even any socialist country. I want a single-payer system, but I want it on value-added tax, like the tax they have in Canada called a VAT. I want to have a system where the money goes back to the local, not by the federal and state government, but goes back to the counties. And the counties then decide that they're going to pay for salaries for physicians, chiropractors, naturopaths, nurses, nurse practitioners, etc., podiatrists. And they pay them a salary based on years of experience, training, public service, research, and innovation. And you get paid the same whether you're doing a procedure or you're talking to a patient. Also, we work as a team. You don't want to have senior doctors that have got 30 years of experience doing procedures that a nurse or nurse practitioner or technician should do. So we need to have centers of excellence where doctors also work normal hours and don't work crazy hours, that they actually get lots of time off, and also CME, both online CME and CME in special centers for surgical and technical expertise to make sure if they're doing knee replacements or arthroscopic repairs, they go back and they continue to renew their certification to show that they actually are still competent. We do that, for example, with advanced cardiac life support, advanced trauma life support. And I certified over my career, I think, six times in advanced trauma life support, and many, many more times on advanced cardiac life support. And the reason is, as you go back, and I'm thinking about doing it again, even though I'm retired, because I want to get involved with the local sheriff, is to have those skill sets tuned up and ready to go and make sure that you're competent to deal with all the new advances and new changes in policy. Now, when we also need to make sure that nutraceuticals, which have to have proper oversight to make sure there's no heavy metals and toxins in them, have proper oversight, they're administered by people who are properly trained. Now, it doesn't matter if your training starts off as a nurse practitioner, chiropractor, naturopath, or MD. You need to have training in functional medicine. There's a lot of people out there flogging nutraceuticals, like Alex Jones and Longevity and other people, that don't know what the heck they're doing. You have to have diagnostics to know what's wrong with a person. We have all kinds of types of diagnostics. We've got the old style, like blood and simple radiological testing. We get more advanced testing called functional medicine. We can look at genetics, epigenetics, heavy metals, toxins, intermediate metabolites. We even have quantum testing like the QRMA, the bioplasm expert in clinical, and the most advanced, the metapathia. And I'm an expert in all of these. And what you have to understand is we can tell you what's out of balance long before you get symptoms. We can also do imaging tests. I can say, for example, I had a consult the other day, and I deal with basically every kind of healthcare problem, not only in people, but in also animals. And it's based just on logic. I haven't been trained as a veterinarian, but the principles are the same. If you have an animal with XYZ, and you go through the proper screening questions, oh, that's a fungal infection, or this is a certain type of vascular illness, or it's a type of infective dementia, or whatever. Well, when you provide the right nutraceuticals, both to animals and people, or even when you're growing food, you want to grow superfood? Three principles. Number one, you got to mineralize it, proper minerals, proper vitamins and nutrients. You need to have clean filtered water that's not fluorinated, chlorinated, brominated. You need to make sure that it has adequate amounts of the right spectrum of sunlight, and you need to make sure that you pick them at the right time of harvest so that they're fully ripened. A lot of food is not picked, it's picked pre-ripe, and therefore it ripens in the truck and doesn't have the nutrient content. Most of the soils in North America are depleted. So if you want to grow superfoods, get our MG12 oil, add some indium ease, and we're working on a new indium that's going to be a liposomal angstrom indium. And the indium acts as a chaperone to bring the minerals into the tissues. When you do so, you're going to have superfoods. We're working on the idea of having superfood in mild hyperbaric chambers, like the PET chambers that you can get from summit to sea. You can literally have one in your window for growing food an enormous size and enormous speed that has higher nutrient content than any food you can buy in any grocery store. People need to start realizing solutions, whether it's for your own personal health with things like mild hyperbaric oxygen, nutraceuticals, technology, inductive fields, for example. We're looking at other technologies that we're going to add to our armamentarium of things, all the way up to stem cell transplants. And the stem cell transplants I find most effective, by the way, are to take your own bone marrow, multiply it for weeks in a laboratory, and then give it back to you. Number two, stem cell lines that have actually been grown in a lab to have a sufficient amount of advanced stem cells for particular tissues. And you may need peptides to activate those stem cells so that they actually will work, like Dr. Cavinson developed at the Russian Academy of Sciences, and other anti-aging molecules like our HGH, things are going to release nitric oxide. Things are going to release what's called proterolin, or TRH. It's the anti-aging molecule for all vertebrates and invertebrates. I have access to all of these. And so the same thing goes with geopolitics. I tell people, you cannot propose a problem that I cannot provide you either a framework for an answer or an answer immediately. For example, I believe in Trump's prescription, which is you can have global trade unilaterally with nations, and you can have more advanced trade that's win-win with strong nation states. It's not anathema to have the national borders broken down and national laws broken down. You do need to change regulations. We've got so many regulations we can't compete with other countries. If it takes 5 years to set up a business in America and 90 days in China, no wonder you're going to set it up in China, especially if you can just sell the products back. And the problem is right now, you see, we're getting toxic food back from China. Toxic materials are unfairly made. We're destroying the American system of having a base of manufacturing for everything from not only warfare, but also for infrastructure. We should have high-speed tubes for recycling every material right down to atomic smashers in every part of the country. So there's no such thing as a waste dump. We should be not dumping any pollution into the air, which we've also specialized since the 70s. This technology needs to go to China. Why are they dumping out with poor quality coal? 83% of the mercury in the Western world that actually lands on the ground into our food comes from dirty coal in China. They need to be forced in trade treaties that they have to put scrubbers on their coal-fired generators so their cities don't have so much pollution you never can see the sun. It'll help their people as well as help us. I mean, the fact is they're flying back and forth. They're going to our universities. Oftentimes there's marriages occurring between these technicians and people coming from these other countries. That's okay. But we don't want trade treaties allowing us to destroy the environment in other countries, destroying the people who are making them slaves, like in Foxconn, where they have to actually put nets so people won't jump out the windows and kill themselves so they get caught in the nets. That's ridiculous. So we let our trade companies international companies do trade in other countries because we have regulations that are so ridiculous. And on the other hand, We allow Corexit 9500, which should never be used. We allow fracking with chemicals, which should never be used, when we can do fracking with microwaves. And we have to also have primary water around the country to make sure the drought, if it's caused by climate change, we alter it from space-based technology we use for weapons to alter the jet stream. And we stop the loop current from being destroyed by sealing properly off the problems at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico, and restore the, you know, the pacemaker of world climate. I mean, each of these issues, including sealing off properly Fukushima Daiichi, starting to switch all of our nuclear plants to liquid natural gas, our fission plants, getting rid of these isotopes and putting them at the bottom of specialized mines that will never see the light of day for billions of years, this is what we need to do. And we need to do it on an international level as well as national. And, you know, every single issue I'm producing position papers and PowerPoints and videos on every one of these issues, and you'll see them coming out between now and Election Day. Every single issue, I have a solution. The religious issue, for example, with Islam is real simple. Our biggest ally are moderate Muslims, but they need to blow the whistle or they're going to get prosecuted. And I like the statement by Trump that says that if you're a moderate Muslim and you're, let's say, a doctor or an attorney, and you know that something bad is happening, you're a moderate imam in a mosque and there's an extreme imam that's trying to get terrorism going, you need to blow the whistle or we're going to get you too. Okay? That particular policy, we can start getting proper metadata. Obama actually suppressed the metadata and scrubbed it of anything nature about Islam. It's not a fight against Islam. It's saying to Islam, you need to evolve beyond Sharia law. You need to evolve beyond the idea of non-integration with Western culture. You need to evolve beyond the idea that you think you've got it all laid out, just like the Mormons thought they had laid out, or the Catholics, or the Muslims. You have a tiny portion of what you consider the truth, but you can't shove it down anybody else's throat. And if you're moderate, you need to blow the whistle on extreme that want to actually do jihad because you don't agree with us. Now, some of the Muslims have a few points. They don't do abortion. They don't tolerate, things that we in Western culture do tolerate that we probably shouldn't. But the fact is, Islam cannot force people to be righteous. What you can do is you can create circumstances to make it much more positive to be righteous society, and you can have the rule of law, not Sharia law. And Londonistan, I call it. It's funny they picked up the same term I've used called Londonistan. Isn't that funny? I've been using that for years now. And Khan, which is the Pakistani mayor of London, wants more autonomy for London. He wants it like a secret little fiefdom for himself. And of course, the money that's pouring in there, which will continue to increase in Europe, is Saudi, Qatar, and Arab Emirates money, trillions and trillions of dollars, which will basically convert Europe to a Chrislam empire, fused between the Vatican, which are globalist Satanists, and Islam, which are global Satanists. Because remember, there's more high-level Masons within Islam than Southern Baptists or Catholics or anybody else. And you start realizing these people don't really care which holy book they worship on, whether it's the Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishads, the Bible, or the Quran. You start to realize that most public religion is just a manipulation by globalist Satanists that want to control us. They're not trying to get us to have a closer relationship with God or to love each other or love our planet or take care of us or make a future possible for biological organisms to actually not have an extinction-level event caused by humans. No. What you have to understand is we have a situation here where we have people like Khan wants to make Londonistan his little fiefdom. And remember, in places where Muslims prosper, for example, like Deerfield, Michigan, you don't see a lot of terrorism. You know why? Because they can pay for their cars, they got nice homes. In other words, they've integrated in culture because they succeeded. They're really not interested in shoving Sharia law down everybody's throat. And that's what we want to see. We want to see more Muslims evolve away from ancient Sharia law and the extreme elements in their own scriptures and say, you know, these were considered extra-canonical, just like the Bible and the Catholic Church consists of a lot of the meanings they had many centuries ago, that certain parts of, quote, scripture were extra-canonical. They basically, you can read these, but don't take them too seriously, okay? Especially a lot of the stuff about the more violent aspects of Islam, which basically they need to scrub. And I think that's what Trump wants. He wants to make alliances that says, hey, if you want to integrate in society, you're welcome here, come here, but don't shove, you know, don't try to become a minority and shove down things, or do honor killings of your daughter because you won't, you know, come home at a certain time. You know, don't try to force marriage. Like we said, this Pakistani girl, 14, sent off to Pakistan. An American mother sending her daughter off to Pakistan to be married to some guy over there. That's not okay. It's not okay. We need to make sure that there's oversight to all these things, and we need metadata to monitor everybody. And we're not talking about monitoring everybody in terms of going invading your privacy. NSA does it already. They're just not using the data that they already have to say, hey, we had knew Mateen was going to do things. We knew that there was dangers of Islam doing these things, but they wanted it. They wanted terrorism because eventually they want to take our guns if they could get them, which is not going to happen. Or they want to have pass laws to a lot of the gun manufacturing companies. You can't buy one or it gets too damn expensive. Or you can't buy ammunition because it's going to have these electronic tags on them. These are control freaks. And let's change their names. Democrats, we're not even going to call them communists. We're going to call them the Control Freak Party and the Republicans under Trump, the Populist Freedom and Autonomy Party. How's that? Control Freaks and Autonomous. That's my new party names for them. And many of the so-called old guard Republicans have fused with the control freaks, and we have Republican control freaks and Democrat control freaks all wanting to keep the status quo, which is why Hillary is Mrs. Status Quo. And Mrs. Status Quo doesn't care about the Muslim women are being persecuted or honor killed or whatever. She doesn't care about the gays and lesbians that are being murdered in Muslim countries, even though she takes tons of their money. She doesn't care about the fact of American jobs being shipped overseas or that there are illegals coming in and committing crimes in America. She doesn't care. What matter does it make? I mean, she's a chameleon. She does not know how to say the truth. Now, Trump has a problem because he's a big hotshot businessman. And he has too quick a tongue. But the man is not a misogynist. He's not a racist. And he's a businessman. He knows how to make a deal. And he would make a deal nation by nation. So when you see illegals running around the country with TB, why? Why are we allowing people in here that are going to spread TB like crazy or chikungunya or West Nile virus or anything else? Why? Why are we bringing people in when we have healthcare systems in shambles that cost us too much when I'm putting out a paper that'll cost a quarter or less what it has and nobody will ever have to pay a copay. Nobody will ever have a pre-existing condition. Nobody even visiting the country will ever, quote, get a medical bill. I think it's sickening if someone visits here from Europe or Egypt or whatever, we would even consider hitting them with a giant medical bill when healthcare should be a human right. It's unreasonable. And by the way, that involves also dental care. People don't realize that most of your health starts in your mouth. And I'm not going to talk about regular dentistry. I'm talking about biological. The fact that, this is really bad. Only around 16% of dental amalgams are removed correctly by dentists in America. Most dentists are being exposed to high levels of mercury in their staff by incorrectly moving them without proper dental practices. And I did the original research 36 years ago with Dr. Murray Vimy at the University of Calgary, dental pathology, and I got threatened by Roy LaRiche, the registrar for the College of Physicians and Surgeons of Working in Association, because I got body burden equations because I have a background in biochemistry, intermediate metabolism, and toxicology before I went into medical school, worked in marine bacteriology, genetics, and I took out all the research, including the research on the World Health Organization body burden equations on mercury. We were using mercury sniffer amalgams. This isn't open to anybody's damned opinion anymore. We're beyond opinions, just like we're beyond the opinion about Brexit and about globalism. You can have business without destroying nation states. You can have health without getting rid of all of allopathic medicine, but only about 10 or 20% of drugs are useful 10 or 20% of the time. And they are very useful, either immediately or in chronic. And probably a third of surgical procedures are done inappropriately or should never be done. And people don't get it. And then a lot of people get denied procedures done that should be done because they can't pay for it or the copay. We have sickness in every aspect. As they say, I'm a physician, a metaphysician, and a physician for the Most High God. On every issue, I will provide you a solution to those problems.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like freedom from health insurance? You're not alone. Whether you're self-employed, a small business owner, or an individual who purchases health care for yourself and your family, Liberty Health Share could be the answer. Liberty Health Share has united a community of like-minded people that actually share health care costs. And Liberty Health Share members are exempt from IRS penalties associated with the Affordable Care Act. Imagine freedom from insurance. You choose your own doctor and hospital. Your medical provider simply submits your bills to Liberty HealthShare for processing. Why wait? You do have choices. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Find out more and get a free monthly estimate right now. For a limited time, use promo code TALK to save $50 when you enroll. Go to libertyhealthshare.com/options. That's libertyhealthshare.com/options.
And we have, of course, it's important to understand that do not get knockoff nutraceuticals from elsewhere. Get them from Dr. Bill. You're going to get the original, the actual formulas. Consult. Actually, send me an email. It's free to actually get an email consultation. We have a giant sale going on this weekend coming up on Canada Day, July 1st, right through till Tuesday midnight, which is the 5th of July. And 7% off, 7 for heaven sale, and free shipping, and including free sale on top of previous sale prices of multi-pack. So you cannot beat it. We have a 25% off on the QRMA machine, historic price reductions. We also have historic price reductions on our Bioplasm nonlinear diagnostic device and on the Metapathy diagnostic devices. These are amazing. In fact, I just got the latest update on the device. I'll be getting one of the new Metapathy myself. I have a Bioplasm NLS. These are remarkable devices. If you want to find out what's wrong, they can also generate frequencies that we can put in for treatment on some of the other devices we have available. So, deviate and try to go online or find elsewhere. Quote, you think solutions to your health problems, just consult Dr. Bill here at NutriMedical.com. And you're going to find we're going to provide you with a lot of free services. You get free access if you're a regular customer to our wellness conditions. You have free access to emails all the time. If you're a regular customer, you get free callbacks to deal with your issues. And if your crisis is complex, I will recommend a consultation. I have just recently a person who, it's funny, they purchased just one unit or half an hour, and they just sent me like five emails with tons of documents. It's not going to take a half hour. It's going to take a lot longer than that to go over their health histories. Just even I'll read the documents. But I'll do it, and I'm going to review information. I'll provide you answers and solutions you're not going to find elsewhere, whether it's medical, legal, medical, in every specialty. And I will tell you what's conventional care and surgery is useful. For example, I had a consult the other day about a gentleman who called me, and he's a long-time listener, and he has a nephew that's actually a doctor. And he wanted to know, he said, you know, many people in my family have got valvular heart disease. I said, well, you need a transesophageal echogram and a high-speed CT scan to look at calcification of the valve leaflets in your arteries. And the transesophageal echo will determine the flow. If you have very restricted flow, you can have a sudden cardiac arrest. Now, if you have myxoma that's changed to your valves, we can actually reverse that with nutraceuticals and other technology we have. So, you know, there's a place for surgery. And if you're waited too long and you're now in extremis and you've got a very bad TEF or transesophageal echogram and you have high-speed calcification showing valve leaflet calcification, you better do surgery or you're going to be, have high risk of being a goner. I never recommend chemotherapy with paint-by-numbers chemo. I always recommend gene-based cancer treatment. I do recommend the new treatments called immunotherapy, where we actually take lymphocytes out and activate them against your cancer. Everyone who's got cancer, I recommend our full range of nutraceuticals, and do not drop them when you take other things from other people and we send you to other clinics. If you want to regenerate and stop autoimmune disease, we have nutraceuticals that will do it. You do not need disease-modifying drugs that your doctors or specialists will give you, which can literally promote cancer, including weird cancers or strange infections. And if you have eye problems, remember, I have contacts with all the doctors who are doing alternative eye care too, like Dr. Kondrat and others that are doing some good things with microcurrent and specific nutraceuticals, but we have even more advanced nutraceuticals than Dr. Kondrat. We have other technologies that we're developing and bringing so that you don't need a special doctor's prescription to do so to take care of yourself. Pulse light therapy, lumen photon, micropulse, special nutraceuticals, peptides to actually regenerate your eye, brain, liver, kidneys. We have these right now. So if you contact me, I can connect you with clinics around the world, the top doctors. I can obtain things that you can do right in your own home. It'll cost you a tiny fraction of the cost of going to a clinic. And if you are considering a stem cell, I recently had a consult with a gentleman who wanted a stem cell transplant, and he tried a couple on his own. He thought, well, I'm pretty smart. I'll figure this all out. No, you're not going to figure this out. And he went for a stem cell transplant first for umbilical cord stem cells, thinking this is going to fix his shoulder. And then he decided to do another transplant from his own bone marrow, which, of course, was the same day. It's not enough bone marrow cells activated to specifically regenerate the shoulder capsule. And he never did any preparatory surgery, nutraceuticals, or to control the fact that he was borderline diabetic or had other problems. I clean up the soil, the person first. I recommend peptides to start regenerating the tissue. I recommend a surgery to clean up partial tears of the rotator cuff and clean out the garbage that's in the shoulder. And then if you need a stem cell transplant, we refer you to places like Dr. Centeno's clinic called Regenerax in Grand Cayman, or the Santa Clarita Clinic, also in Tijuana, with Stemedica out of San Diego. They'll give you enough stem cells, you actually will regenerate your shoulder. So if you want help, don't deviate. Don't get knockoffs. Go only to Dr. Deagle, and I'll provide you care. And I got tons of doctors that are my patients around the world in cases where I help them get better.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Bob Vineyard, talking about Pure Water System. Bob, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Dr. Bill. Always nice to be back. Thank you.
Now, I put a challenge out there, and I want people to heed this challenge. I started doing work as an environmentalist back in the early 1970s. I was one of the charter members of Greenpeace before it got taken over by globalists. And I did environmental oceanography. In fact, I did my PhD research project, although he didn't write the thesis, and finished the project in 5 months by sleeping on the lab floor. The specific project was on 3-O-methylase activity in Vibrio marinus to convert the polysaccharide of Chondrus crispus to a convertible food, which is the highest protein, mineral, and vitamin content of any food on Earth. And I succeeded in finding an enzymatic substrate, which I synthesized for the first time. Nobody had ever done it before. Using Vibrio marinus and identified a substrain of Vibrio that had 10 million times more enzyme capacity. I wrote the software, created the substrate, did the radioisotope analysis, etc. Now, I've been doing work in oceanography for a long time, and I was an environmentalist going into medical school, and I would ask all kinds of intermediate metabolism and we call hard science questions to my professors. And I always wanted to find out the cause of why things were the way they were. I mean, I was the kind of kid that could not play with cognitive dissonance. So I took my first reel-to-reel tape recorder at four, and at and a 17-jewel wall movement, because my family were jewelers, and put it back together because I just could visually see all the pieces and knew how it went together. If things don't make sense, and it doesn't make sense to me that people can be regulated by a regulatory agency that looks at 35 or 40 chemicals out of 10,800 plus and 7 new every day, and think that somehow they're going to maintain the health of a population by calling it potable water, meaning it's, you can put it in your pot and boil vegetables or cook with it or eat or drink with it or bathe with it, and think you're going to maintain human health when we know that human biology is dependent on the presence of good nutrients and minerals and vitamins and can't be blockaded, including with the genetics of the person's already substrate of genes, by toxins. Why do we expect to have normal human reproduction, normal human behavior? And when we have things like endocrine disruptors like bisphenol A and plasticizers and toxic heavy metals and fluoride, chloride, and bromide in our air, food, and water, heavy metals and radiotoxins, why the hell do we expect to be normal? What's wrong with this picture? And when I ask doctors, for example, when we look at the massive increase in heart disease, dementia, autism, etc., I get a blank stare. And if I ask them tough questions, they just haven't even started the process of thought. And I look at it and I see this. I see educational institutions for probably the last several hundred years or longer, in recent memory, have basically taught people to absorb and regurgitate. They haven't taught critical thinking. And if they had, people had to be, you know, examined and passed based on critical thinking of one-on-one testing with their professors, most students wouldn't pass, unfortunately. They would then have to change the education system to teach them how to think about thinking. Now, how does this apply to our system? We have a lot of yahoos out there pushing water systems that are plainly may make the water taste better, but it's still going to kill you in the long run. It may still disrupt your endocrine disruptor, so it may feminize your male fetuses, so they may not have a clear idea of their sexual identity when they're 20 because they've been exposed to excessive xenoestrogen molecules, especially in utero, from their mothers drinking public water and eating food with public feminizing estrogenic molecules. And people say, well, do you mean, Dr. Deagle, we might actually have a toxicological reason for the sexual deviations present in our society? I'm sure it's a major factor along with cultural ones. The same way as cancer rates have gone through the damn ceiling, and breast rates. And I always see this breast cancer month awareness thing. How about water awareness month? Huh? How about water awareness month? When I hear people that are even playing around with nutraceuticals and they have no idea about the individual genetics of the person, their toxicology, their metabolism, or even the bioenergetics of how, and again, I'm going to have biology belief, Bruce Lipton on the program. He has a new course out now, by the way, that's available. I'll get Bruce to talk about his course on the biology belief. The environment determines your epigenetics. If you read from the wrong books because you have the wrong toxins in the environment, you're screwed and tattooed, as they say in the military. So I want you to talk about why you generate lab reagent grade water, because I drink it, I have right down my glass. In my big 32-ounce Aladdin glass, I have Sports Energy Light and Brain Mag, which tastes wonderful, but the water I'm using is Pure Water System water. And it's been sparklied up with a little bit of carbon dioxide from our water carbonation system we have, which is excellent. But you know, even when you bathe, if you're bathing with toxic, you know, trihalomethane and all these other toxic chemicals, why in your delusional mind do you expect to be normal 5, 10, or 20 years from now? Why do you not expect to have a stroke or heart attack or turn diabetic or become fat? Why do you expect to not have someone come up to you someday and say, I'm sorry you've got breast cancer, pancreatic cancer, prostate cancer? Why? And do you think your doctor knows this? Hell no. They're interested in how many people they can run through the gerbil cage of medicine, what I call factory medicine, and they've got one foot in the door and the other foot, basically outside the door as they're talking to you and say, we'll see you in 2 weeks or 2 months or 2 years or whatever it is. Well, they're giving you a magic script to kind of make another symptom go away and toxify you with another thing on top of all the other crap in your water. So let's talk about water systems. Why do people listen to and not experts about water? Why do the regulatory agencies think they get away with telling us that the water is perfectly potable? Why do agencies even say that they put fluoride in the water so it won't calcify their pipes and increase the cost of the utility? Well, why do we allow, basically pots and pans and so on, and cleaning and cooking materials, and even containers that release bisphenol A and other toxic endocrine disruptors, and think it's perfectly fine. We wonder why our children are all screwed up, and we're, you know, 25% of our young couples that are married are functionally sterile. Why? I mean, I just ask these questions, and I don't get a blank stare, and I get a, you know, and especially when I nail so-called medical doctors, PhDs, and other experts on issues, I ax them, AXE questions. And probably that's part of the reason why I've had a comment the other day when I talked to John Stetmuller. He says, you're not getting as many callers. I said, well, the rules of the road, you have to call and stay on topic, or if it's on any topic, you have to state exactly what you're going to state. Don't try to take over the show. Just state what you're going to say and make a question. And if you have a statement that's going to teach me, for God's sakes, teach me. If I'm wrong about water and their other systems are so much better than pure water system, you're going to have a hell of a time trying to prove to me after all the years of work I've done on this that it's better. Whether it's a Berkey system or some little filter you stick on your thing or, you know, I have emergency stuff in a backpack, you know, a life straw and other things so you don't die of Giardia lamblia or bacteria from taking a puddle and putting it into a straw and drinking it if you're in the mountains. But for God's sakes, if you think you're going to boil your vegetables up and your rice and toxic water and you're going to be healthy, especially if you live in places like Orange County that take toilet-to-tap water, to people's birth control pill, cardiac drugs, doping agents for making microchips, and heavy metal waste, and you think it's perfectly fine, you're crazy. I'm not. What do you think, Bob?
Well, Dr. Bill, you always summarize it so nicely and succinctly. The problem is there's lots and lots of things that get in the water,
right,
and they're there in quantities that most of them aren't regulated at all.
No.
Many of the ones that are regulated, if they happen to appear one part per trillion below the legal threshold, then the water district is under no legal obligation to tell you that they're there.
And there's a lot of people out there.
As long as it passes the standard.
There's a lot of people out there. For example, I just talked the other day to Professor McCanny. Now, he's an astrophysicist. He's not an environmentalist or an hydrologist or an expert on toxicology. And he sells a water system. I can damn well guarantee you that his system does not stack up against a pure water system. We now have an automated flush system called BEV 500?
500, yep.
500. If you're flushing the system regularly, and we have a whole house system before it even gets to our BEV 200, 300 systems, and our BEV 100 systems is for our my oldest son and his family up in Portland, and my second oldest son has an apartment here in Oceanside nearby us. If you're not drinking clean water, you have to take nutraceuticals to counteract the toxic stuff and the deficiencies in your own genetics. I mean, if you have a genetic predisposition to thyroid problems, diabetes, obesity, bipolar, depression, whatever, if you don't counteract it with the right nutraceuticals, you'll fall prey to the damn doctors with their polypharmacy poisons. And yes, there are some drugs that are useful by doctors, but you got to realize these are dangerous. And they're only for a short period of time, or they're for minimum dosage, or they're to be taken with a great deal of respect. The problem is, they're not. And, you know, when I hear Professor McCanny say, well, we're selling our water systems, I'm thinking, nobody's water system compares to ours. Why does anybody think they can sell a knockoff nutraceutical that's better than Dr. Deagle's? Why? Because they're just marketing. You know, I even got one of my magazines on anti-aging, and it says about, you know, silver hydrosol. And this is I'm not going to mention the guy's name, you know, Dr. such and such, MPH. But, you know, this is garbage, okay? This is not equivalent to our Silver 100. When I research a product or a technology, and it takes years to do so, and I launch it, it means I've given it the blessing because I know it's superior to anything else I can get out there. That's why the pure water system is my water system. I had a previous system, and I won't mention what it was, and that's many, many years ago. And when I saw the specs and so on and took my TDS meter, I thought, oh, my gosh, there's nothing to compare to this. This pure water system is it. This is the end of the road. And it's the filters are so cheap and easy to replace. I mean, I talked to my daughter-in-law up in Portland, and she got some extra filters, and she said, I can swap these out. These are easy. She's she's mechanical. And I thought, you just pop the little coupling, pull the tube out, and that's it. And just swap it. And then you just flush it, and then when you flush it once, you're done. It's that simple. It's crazy, isn't it?
Well, you know, the systems are they're designed to be They're designed to be easily user serviceable. They're designed to be, installable by the homeowner. In fact, most of the systems are installed by the homeowner. The countertop one, heck, a five-year-old kid can install the countertop one. Putting a system in, easy. Owning a system, easy. The wonderful thing is, then you have Pure Water at your fingertips. No longer are you making trips to the store, lugging home 5-gallon bottles of water. You're not spending money to go to Costco and come home with several cases of little tiny plastic bottles that then you got to throw in the landfill. And, you know, it just doesn't make any sense in this day and age when people are trying to be, quote unquote, environmentally conscious to be drinking bottled water. You know, I mean, if you're on a road trip and you got to stop at the convenience store and get some water, that's one thing. You know, and if you do, hey, I'm going to make a plug here, and not because I have any affiliation with Aquafina, but Aquafina purifies their water the same way we do. Reverse osmosis and deionization to make the water pure. Now, Aquafina adds back a trace of minerals, they say, because it makes it taste better. But the truth is, they use the same technology we do, whereas most water, bottled water, is nothing more than city tap water that's been run through a carbon filter and put in a bottle, and they get rid of the chlorine, and then that makes it taste a little better. And that's the way most water filters are. They get rid of the chlorine. They make people think, oh, this is great water. And you know what? You take out the nasty taste. Most water, guess what? It doesn't taste like anything. That's because it's called water. It doesn't have a taste. That's why I tell people when you drink Pure Water Systems water, you're going to finally learn what water doesn't taste like.
Right, but also you add 9 to 18 parts per million, so it alkalinizes. I see several really bad mistakes. Number one, getting an alternate water system to pure water. Alkalinizing water, which actually moves it towards what's called a principle called a pKa. That means the pH at which a toxin is at maximum ionic state. And if you alkalinize toxins to their maximum ionic state, you're going to absorb a lot more. The second is hydrogen. People add hydrogen sticks or hydrogen to their water, and it again alkalinizes it. If you alkalinize water, add hydrogen, which is an antioxidant, you're going to increase absorption of toxins. You can alkalinize that afterward by adding a few drops, say, of Mg12, a couple drops, or adding hydrogen stick to your water. But you got to do it after you filter it. Do not do it before. Or when I use my SodaStream system for putting filter, like non-sugar flavoring in the water. That's okay. I put in my Sports Energy Light and Brain Mag. That's my favorite drink. Sports Energy Light gives you a special green coffee that gives you a nice smooth boost for 5-6 hours. And the Brain Mag has magnesium L-threonate for the central nervous system, magnesium glycinate, taurate, etc. This is serious drink. I mean, for just through the day, better than any kind of coffee you're going to get or latte or whatever. And it's sitting here with my ice on my desk, and it's my energy drink during the day. And I can add to it D-ribose if I want to. I can add to it an NADH tablet, which I can suck on under my tongue. And I can add what's called ALC-1000, acetylcarnitine, which is also a telomere lengthening agent that actually activates your telomeres. So, pure water system water is the only thing to get. Now, the systems available are Bev 100, countertop, Bev 200, tackle box. If you're a prepper, and I'm a prepper, I got a tackle box system. If all hell breaks loose, I can run a 12-volt pump and do it in my tackle box system, and it'll take a puddle and turn it into cleaner distilled water. Cleaner than distilled. People don't realize that distilled water isn't clean. It's going to have GP8 and distillates that are going to show up on the other side of the system that literally will hydrolyze volatilize quicker than water, and they'll end up on the other side. They don't realize it, do they?
Sadly, water requires some knowledge of complex chemistry. Right. As simple as it is, H2O, what goes in water is not simple. Right. And water is amazing. It dissolves a little bit of just about everything. And so you have to have some knowledge, some chemical knowledge, to understand how to deal with, to get those things out. Right. And then don't be foolish and do something to your water with an alkaline machine or something else before you've taken away all the toxins. And Dr. Bill, I know you'll agree with this statement. Mm-hmm. And every MD, naturopathic doctor, chiropractor I've ever spoken with, I have yet to find somebody to say to me that this statement is wrong. The absence of contaminants supersedes any potential benefit of pH adjustment.
Exactly.
You know, the problem
I see is inadequate training. If I was arranging training for medical doctors, they would have to do three things. They'd have to do an additional 3 years of training in medical school before they'd even go into dentistry, but they are already specialty. They need to be in private practice for 5 years under an apprenticeship under a doctors who actually had proper certification, right? And number three, they'd have to defend a PhD thesis in a medical biological specialty, which means they have to have advanced chemistry, intermediate metabolism, toxicology, infectious disease, radio pharmaceutical understanding, and they'd have to understand the actual process of what life is in aging. That's not taught. And it's taught in our academies of anti-aging, environmental advancement, and medicine, which I'm a professor. And the medical school woefully is insufficient. Now, you can teach people how to do appendectomies and deliver babies and take compound fractures and that kind of stuff. Any monkey can learn that in a matter of a couple of weeks. Any monkey, okay, that has good hand skill, eye sets. But to be able to master all these other areas is going to take years.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
And welcome back, and You know, let's get a reality check here. And, you know, there's a lot of broadcasters out in alternative media. I call it multimedia now because it's not just radio. We are now on every pretty well every platform, and we'll soon be on every platform RSS feed for every audio show on the planet. And we are now in the last month launching on every video platform, live stream, Pro Vimeo, YouTube, Google Play, everything you can imagine. And I put out the challenge there, and I challenge people on every front, on every aspect, on every problem. I will provide truth and a framework for a solution or a solution immediately on every issue. Now, the first thing is if you want to get your health back, no matter what your health issues are, you need to understand that beyond symptoms, you need to know what's going on in your body. Number two, the very first step on getting well, even before you start talking about remineralizing your body, is you have to drink clean, filtered water. You also have to make sure you grow some of your own plants with clean, filtered water, or you're going to have toxins in your water, in your plants. If you don't have the mineral content after that, you're not going to have healthy plants that contain vitamin content, color, taste, and nutrients that are going to support your own biochemistry. Now, Bob, when we talk about this in water, I'm infuriated by the fact that there's non-medical people that don't have a background in functional medicine and environmentalism that are speaking. They need to shut the hell up. I am sick and tired of people that are unqualified opening up their mouth on whether it's heart disease or other problems. And by the way, I'm not just talking about alternative people that want to market or set up a multi-level. I'm talking about a lot of health specialists, too. For example, and I made this comment before, I'm going to repeat it. I remember sharing an office space in 1997 with Dr. Roger Damney, who's an invasive cardiologist. He took 8 years of training after he finished his cardiology residency in invasive ablation of alternative conduction bundles. Didn't check the patient out to see if they had massive decreases in magnesium or some other inflammatory disorder going on causing the conduction or arrhythmic problem, but decided to just blast it. By the way, the FDA still, now 19 years later, has still not approved cardiac ablation for specific conduction bundles. So these guys are making buco box, doing stuff that even the FDA wouldn't approve. Now I'm going to say this to you doctors out there. If you don't, if you think that your patient who's got cancer got it straight out of the blue, just spontaneously, how did this happen? Or you're stupid enough, and I do mean stupid, there's no nice word about it, to do a BRCA1 or BRCA2 panel and create what's called a hollow woman syndrome, like that movie actress that, I don't even know, my main blocks it out, my mind says, don't mention her name. She gets what a hollow woman syndrome. She removes her breast, she takes her uterus out, she does everything because she's got a BRCA panel. The first thing she should have done to not have breast cancer is to drink clean filtered water and take detoxification materials so she doesn't form toxins, or take female hormones that form 16-hydroxyestrogen addicts. These doctors, these knucklehead doctors, have known this for 45 years. Now, if you're drinking water that's laced with endocrine disruptors and cancer promoters, why the hell do you expect to not have a problem with cancer? Why do you not expect to have a problem with children with autism with a breakdown of their blood-brain barrier? Why do you not expect to have people eventually with their brain deteriorating and they get older developing dementia? Why do you not expect people to develop heart failure when you have toxins in the water that directly destroy the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels? Why?
Hey, you know the easy thing, Dr. Bill, the great thing? Easy solution. Get a pure water system.
And a 10% savings with the code NutriMed. Don't go anywhere else. I dare you, if you think you've got something better, call me, email me, whatever, if you're shy or you want to go under a pseudonym, I don't care. I will, as I say, give you what for and show you the facts that we have the best in every sphere and we're developing new things that we're bringing on. Don't second guess Dr. Bill. Period. Don't.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.